In 529, just 2 years into Justinian's reign, work began on the Corpus Juris Civilis. This was to become a monumental work of Roman law and legal practice. Since Roman law was decided on a case-by-case basis, rather than being prescriptive, it occasionally needed to be collected in and codified. This had already happened a century before Justinian, under the Emperor Theodosius II in the first half of the 5th century. Justinian set as the head of the group tasked with compiling his codex a man named Trebonian. Procopius, who was not a fan of Trebonian, describes him as follows.
Trebonian both possessed natural ability and in educational attainments was inferior to none of his contemporaries. But he was extraordinarily fond of the pursuit of money and always ready to sell justice for gain. Therefore, every day, as a rule, he was repealing some laws and proposing others, selling off to those who requested it either favour according to their need.
Nevertheless, under Trebonian's direction, the codex of all the laws was compiled. The digest, collecting older legal writings, and the institutes, a late Roman legal handbook, were also compiled. Together, these three works make up the Corpus Juris Civilis. The manuscript on display in this case is only part of the codex. The manuscript that you see before you is not from the 6th century, however. It was produced in the 13th century in either Italy or southern France. This is because most of what we know of the ancient and late antique worlds comes not from manuscripts of the time, but from later medieval versions of the texts. The pages of this manuscript are made from vellum, cow skin, and the skill of making and binding the durable vellum, and the skill of the scribe and miniaturist who wrote and illustrated the manuscript, made this a highly prized item only the wealthiest could have afforded. Books were luxury items. This particular manuscript is normally housed in the Lichfield Cathedral Library, but is on loan to the barber for a year. During this time, there will be four different pages on display, and this section of the audio tour will change throughout the year to accommodate this. The page you see in front of you contains the law issued during the reign of Justinian's uncle, Justin, which enabled Justinian to marry Theodora in 525. The law begins from the third large I in the first column and continues on to the next page. Justinian may have been lowborn, but he had risen to become the heir apparent to the emperor, and Theodora was a former actress and courtesan who was prevented from marrying someone of Justinian's station. Some of the law reads, "Since it would be unjust that slaves, once granted their freedom, can be granted the right of free birth and afterwards experience an imperial benefit of this nature in such a way as though they had never been slaves, but had been born free, but that those who are born free, while females, who admittedly having gotten involved with theatrical productions, but later scorning their lowly status, change their disposition for the better and flee their dishonourable profession, have no hope of an imperial benefit, which would bring them back to that condition in which, if they had done no wrong, they could have remained. We grant to them, through this instant most forgiving statute, an imperial benefit under this condition, that if they abandon their bad and dishonourable way of living, embrace a more advantageous lifestyle, and devote themselves to honourable pursuits, they shall be permitted to petition our Divine Majesty, so that they shall without doubt merit an imperial pronouncement, allowing them to proceed to a valid marriage." Back in the 6th century, the business of Roman law was continually ongoing, however, and Justinian was issuing new laws, while Trebonian and his team were busy codifying old ones. Many of Justinian's new laws, known as the novels, were concerned with equality, especially for women. While a number of modern historians ascribe these pro-female laws to the influence of Justinian's wife, Theodora, a mosaic of whom you can see on the backdrop banner to your left, there is no real reason to suppose that Justinian was not the driving force behind them. It is certainly true that Justinian consulted with Theodora in such matters, however, and valued her advice highly. He begins a novel of 535 saying,
"After considering all these matters alone, and then taking as a partner in these deliberations my most reverend consort, who has been given me by God.
Some of these measures included making the penalty for adultery the same for adulterous men as it already was for adulterous women, protecting women's dowries, and in one particular case, which prohibited husbands from abandoning their wife of many years once their desires had been satiated. Yet while Justinian made things more equal between men and women with one hand, with the other he issued laws that were punitive towards pagans, Jews, anyone who wasn't considered a believer in the imperially sponsored version of Christianity, and homosexuals. The banners behind this case show Justinian at the centre, his wife Theodora to the left, and Belisarius, his general, to the right. All of these images come from the mosaics at the Church of San Vitale in Ravenna.